This is the rundown with Rubio for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. Oregon governor signs bill recriminalizing hard drugs, completing the liberal experiment's U-turn. So a couple years back, Oregon just said, hey, everyone, you can do whatever the hell you want. And I spoke to some people who actually live near Oregon, and they were saying, the wild part is you could do whatever drugs you want on the street. So like you're on a park bench, you just do whatever you want, let it rain. But if you're drinking a beer in public, you can get a ticket and or arrested for drinking a beer in public, but not for smoking weed. And I said, that can't be right. And he says, no, it's 100% true. We know people that it's happened to. So they tried this, and Portland just went to basically a hellhole. Everyone that goes there said, it used to be, you know, keep Portland strange, whatever. And now it went beyond strange, where it's just not a safe place. Yeah, no kidding. You can't just let everyone do whatever the hell they want and not arrest them for anything. What's that showing the youth, the kids, all that good stuff? So yeah, this is a no-brainer. And they finally wised up. There are winners and losers in life. LSU lost two nights ago to the Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball team. And Angel Reese, she's basically the stud basketball player on the LSU women's team. She said, death threats I've had. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. All this happened since I won the national championship, and I haven't been happy since then. So they won the national championship last year. And see, she's saying for one whole year, she's been unhappy. And she's been sexualized and death threats and all that. Okay, let's take this piece by piece. Number one, you shouldn't be doing that to any athletes. Number two, you've really been unhappy for an entire year. And number three, you say you've been sexualized? You're the one that was literally on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, and you post photos on TikTok, Instagram, all those, of you in bathing suits and you putting on skimpy little outfits. If you don't want to be sexualized, maybe don't put yourself in pictures that are sexualization. I mean, that seems like a little no-brainer to me. I mean, it's one of those things, I can get it. If you don't want to be sexualized, that's great. But don't go in the swimsuit edition. And you also, Angel, you talk more smack than anyone else in the entire league, which more power to you. I'm all for talking smack if you're going to back it up. And now that you've lost, don't take it all back on woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. Hey, if you're going to, you know, piss in the high brush, be able to hang with the big dogs, as they say. Accept and embrace, going back to LSU again. Women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey said her team didn't intentionally leave the game before prior to leaving the plane of the United States national anthem. So what's happening here? The LSU women's basketball team and the Iowa basketball team, they're out there right before the game. Obviously, the national anthem's going to happen, and LSU just decides to cruise off and go into the locker room. Now, whether they had that planned or not, it's not a good look, and it's not like you don't know when they're going to play the national anthem. They're not going to play it at half. They're not going to play it at the end of the third quarter. They're not going to play it at the end of the game. It happens before the game. This isn't just a common thing. So this is a bad, bad look. Working hard is not enough. UC Berkeley is accused of systematic racism after banning white people from community farm co-owned by the university. So Berkeley's always been this wild kind of hippie type school, but now they've had this community farm where they're saying, hey, on the weekends, white people, you're not allowed to go here. You can't go here. So basically they're doing quote unquote reverse racism because you can't be racist towards whites for some reason. And now what they're doing is they're having just the Mexicans and the blacks work the fields. Does anyone see the irony in this? No one sees the irony of this. Okay, you know, working the fields was bad. We don't want just the Mexicans and the blacks doing it, but white people, you can't do it. Okay. Confidence is the key. This is wild. Author J.K. Rowling, this is the Harry Potter, all those, could be investigated and arrested by Scottish authorities for quote-unquote misgendering people. Scotland has introduced a new hate crime and public order act for this exact thing, and she could get 7 years in prison. So basically, if a guy says he's a girl and she still says, hey, that's a guy, she misgendered them, essentially. But she doesn't care. She's going on X and saying, I'm currently out of the country, but if what I've written here qualifies as an offense under the terms of the new act, I look forward to being arrested when I return to the birthplace of Scottish Enlightenment. Wow. You talk about confidence. JK is letting it rain. Will they actually arrest her? I don't know. But this law is just absolutely insane. I hope it doesn't ever come to America. This is just, oh, just because I misgendered you. I mean, if I look at you and you're a dude, if you look at me and I say, okay, all of a sudden I'm a female, call me a dude, I'm clearly not a female. So this is, I don't know what's happening here, but JK, good for you. Way to stand up. If you have any questions, you can email Rubio@therubiomethod.com.
Hey, so what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy.
You have the, you could be creative. So, yeah, I like one shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and seeing new, meet new people from all over the country.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.